end will eventually result in a race of bald-headed people. Just imagine it. Imagine yourself with no hair. They'll call you old skinhead, old chrome dome. And that's not all radioactivity will do. It will...
A sunbather exposes herself to an assortment of radiation. A sunbather exposes herself to an assortment of radiation. A sunbather exposes herself to an assortment of radiation. A sunbather exposes herself to an assortment of radiation. Some, such as the solar rays, are heaven sent. Others are nuclear, same as those which come from an atomic burst. And they're bombarding her from all sides. With all radiation, nuclear and otherwise, it depends on the duration and intensity of the exposure. Nuclear radiations have their novel way of causing injury, but it's neither mysterious nor inescapable. It's an offensive move based on ionization. Ionization disrupts the structure of atoms of which all living matter is composed. An atom is part of a molecule, and molecules are part of the cell. The cell is the structural and functional unit of all living matter, a tiny machine with a basic job to do. Organs are departments in a complex factory, the human body, which is engaged in the manufacture of an important product, life. Neutrons and gamma rays are external dangers, able to shoot into the human body easily. But if you had some plutonium inside you, you wouldn't make any plans to celebrate the event. Plutonium's half-life is 24,000 years. The manifestations of radiation in the body are many, and range from slight to severe. Loss of hair, nausea, bleeding, inability of the body to resist other ailments and make its own repair. These are some of them. Much of the mystery surrounding it is maintained by the general public, which is determined to regard radioactivity as potent and irresistible as the evil spirit of the age. A fear fan into widespread misunderstanding by sensational speculation on what radiation can do. Radioactivity is dangerous, but to say that it's deadly is serious. Radioactivity is dangerous, but to say that it's deadly is serious. Not even the atomic bomb burst, man's boldest venture in releasing atomic power, is the DDT of humanity from which there is no escape. Atomic warfare, for instance, might allow little choice in the matter. So if you can't stay away from it, you must stay with it, as safely as possible and properly protected. Proper protection is based on what we know about the penetration of gamma rays and neutrons. In dealing with gamma rays, a half thickness of a very dense material like steel is 1 inch. It's safe to go into the area under the explosion about 2 minutes after it occurs. The area is contaminated with radioactive material, which gives off alpha and beta particles and gamma rays. Thorough cleaning, especially the hair, and under the nails. Radioactivity is detected by various instruments, such as this Geiger counter. It will tell how much radiation the wearer has received. A radiation patient is bolstered in all possible ways. The atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki took the Japanese completely by surprise. Their medical facilities were pretty well knocked out. Nevertheless, an impressive share of radiation patients recovered, and it's estimated that good medical care might have reduced fatalities considerably. The Japanese didn't have that kind of care, yet the deaths attributed to the bomb's radioactivity made up a small part of the total, about 15%. In short, they were burned and beaten into oblivion before they had a chance to die from radiation. Don't forget the fire that followed. Consider the flash heat, which changes the complexion of all that strikes. Blast and heat are hazards that warrant concern, but not panic, because they aren't new or novel. They are the same forces of World War II's conventional bombs, which some of you may have experienced. And you did all right. You're here. As food for thought, the possibility of atomic warfare and its relation to your well-being is understandably on your mental diet. Enough exposure to radiation will cause loss of hair. The treatment, if you insist, would be symptomatic, a toupee. But the condition would only be temporary. Your hair would come back, same color, same power. Another subject of misgiving is sterility. A sterile man can carry out his sexual obligations physically, but is unable to fertilize, to reproduce his kind. The estimated dose needed to bring about permanent sterility exceeds the lethal dose. So obviously, sterility by radiation would be just incidental, a matter a dead man wouldn't worry about. Sometimes the chromosomes are broken up. This upsets the heredity controlling material when the cells divide, and the result may be a mutation, a variation from the parent. These are the probabilities, and they aren't important enough to lose any sleep over. Besides, a mutation can be a good variation, an improvement over the parent. If you'll be honest with yourself, face the facts, you'll probably realize that your principal worry ought to be that your offspring will look just like you.